really like dig deep for names, but anyway.
Okay, so we'll just go ahead and introduce ourselves. So okay. I'm Desiree, obviously.
And I'm Nadine.
Mm-hmm. And we have known each other for, gosh, like 10 years? No.
You've known me. I want to say, okay, so I've known you since 2008.
Okay.
Like, since MySpace.
Yeah.
And then we didn't start hanging out until, like,
2010? Yeah, 2010. That's right, that's right. Got it. And then we hung out and we met and we became pretty much like practically sisters. And we shoot the shit pretty much. We just talk shit on the phone and in real life. And we have very similar experiences, but we're pretty much like older and younger sister.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. Before we get into the keto thing, because I know we want to talk about that, but did you see all that stuff with those kids with those like hats? The MAGA hats in front of the.
I was so mad, dude. Oh my God.
I know.
Like, I saw it on Instagram, and then I wasn't like, for like, is this really happening? Like,
I know.
I was so shook. I was really, really upset about, like, it just made me infuriated that the man was being disrespected. A veteran.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what's funny is that I just saw something on Facebook and somebody posted, like, some other video. It was a YouTube video of this guy saying, you know, you don't really know the full story. And so there was other videos.
Also, they were, like, contradicting that video. Like, they were downplaying.
Yeah, so basically they were, there's basically another video that was showing the, Nathan Phillips, I believe?
Yeah.
So it shows him, like, walking around, playing the drum and singing, and then he happens to walk up to that kid, the one that's, like, smirking all fucking stupid, and... You know, I was watching it, and then after a while, I was like, you know what? I don't really want to fucking watch this because obviously, yes, there's probably more to it.
Dude,
but here's the thing: like, it has to do with one, they were all wearing MAGA hats, which is disgusting in its own right because we all know what they represent, and I don't support any of that. And so when I see this, to me, it's a blatant like. You might as well, like, it's just a blatant form of one, like, bigotry, racism, and there's just so much stuff. So when you see a hat like that, like, immediately, like, you're going to cringe. And so for all these kids to be around wearing those hats, like, very proudly, one. And then there was the elder that was, singing and doing this protest, and you have them, like, fucking full, and it's, they are mocking him, like, whether or not, like, he walked up to them or vice versa, they're like full on like making faces and doing all this stuff, which is disgusting. It's gross. So whether or not other factors come into mind, like, I am choosing to not address it because I think it's gross. Like, I don't think that, and just the way that it was,
even defend that is,
yeah,
just unnecessary and from an adult, you know, perspective.
Well, my thing, I'm watching it and I'm like, where is the adult? Like, where is someone's, that's give someone's question. Mommy, where's someone's where daddy to come
security?
Fucking
where was
snatch
law
these kids? Yeah, like,
I didn't see any of that.
Girl, if I was there, I would have fucking walked up to one of those kids that was like, making the fucking face. And I would like, I would grab him by his like collar and be like, you better shut the fuck up right now. Like, on some real shit. Like, it just aggravates me. And honestly, like, that's kind of the world we live in right now. It's these kids, they have no respect for anything and they just think they can get away with it. But yeah, that was something I know. I think you posted it, right?
Posted it yesterday, right when I found out about it, because obviously, you know, they're not really shedding the light positively. Like, they talking about this man in a positive way, and all he was doing, he does it every year, by the way,
at a protest,
like, and I guess due to the fact of everything happening with the government shutdown and Trump being our president and his controversies, I feel like they were just so prone, like they, it just made them more like influenced to do it. You know what I mean? I feel like racism is becoming like more prominent now. Well, I mean, it's always been around.
It's always been around, but it's just so not
relative now, where it's almost like they're almost making it like they're desensitizing it. Like it's almost trying to be like a regular thing. Like they're making it a regular everyday thing.
Right. You know?
And that is, that shouldn't be. But I just was so hurt about it. It was just so like, it was hard to watch. It was really
And he was like crying, and I'm like, okay, this is infuriating, it's really sad, and I don't really want to pay attention, not pay attention, but I just don't want to, I don't want to look at this anymore, because it's already, like, already so much, it's just, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
But that was,
a field trip that they were coming out to, and I'm like, where did they pull out those hats? Where did they get those? Did they just carry those around with them, or what?
No, I think that they all have them. Like, I think they're from all from a Catholic high school, and they were there for a march. Like, I think it was against abortion, March for Life, or something like that. So I feel like, I guess that just coincides with one another. Like a pro, you know, pro life means Trump hats. I don't know. So, anyways, I don't want to get too caught on that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a little, it's a little downer, and we started with the downer. So let's
talk about something on a positive note.
Yeah, let's talk positively. Let's see. Did you see that Moon Bitch?
Girl. She looked sexy.
I know, but she was red. She had that red dress on. She was like, girl, it is.
Was coming out.
I know.
Showing out.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that this lunar eclipse, super wolf blood moon or whatever, it's so apparently it's the first, obviously the first lunar eclipse of the year. And then I think the next one is in July. But this type of moon, this one specifically, I think it's not going to happen for like another 4 years, which is really, really neat. And the cool part about it is that, you know, it's visible right now to a lot of people in the US, which I feel like majority of these crazy eclipses and like lunar moons and all that stuff, like, bitch, I can't see it outside. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I know it's going on, but I can't walk outside and see it. So for us to walk outside and be able to see it happening was like really fucking cool. Yeah, it was really neat. So I liked it.
It looks so pretty.
Yeah. So that was neat. I don't know. How do you feel? I feel like some people get like really crazy on these like moons. They start to feel like insane. I feel like
coming to full circle.
Yeah.
For me. And I'm just, and this is the start of my fast as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm like getting into something that I've never done before. So it's kind of like, I feel like I'm shedding a skin.
That's good. Yeah, I feel like everyone is kind of in that mindset, especially this year, because 2018 was a complete and absolute bullshit ass year. I think the last few years are just complete bullshit, but this year feels really...
I feel really good. Like, yeah. We're off to a really good start.
Yeah.
So far. I mean, despite all the bad shit, you know, as far as our lives are, you know, concerned, I feel like we're, like, heading to the right path.
Yeah, for sure. It just feels like things are just starting to come full circle, which I love. But you know, going back, you know, you're talking about a fast. And so I just want to clarify that, you know, both Nadine and I, we do the keto diet. And I'm sure everybody has heard of the keto diet. It's like everywhere right now. It's what you call on trend. I actually had someone say, oh yeah, isn't that like a cult? It's like really culty, right? I'm like, no, but you know, it's something that I definitely feel like it's that good juice, you know, like when you get a taste of that good juice, you want everyone to have a good taste. You want to have a taste of it. So you're just like, girl, you got to hear about this keto thing. You got to hear about this. Like, bitch, I'm losing weight on like eating X, Y, and Z. I'm not doing that. You know, and that's kind of like where it is. But there's a lot more to it, obviously. It's not just eating like butter and bacon. Like, you've got, there's a lot more than that. And I think that's like the misconception of what the keto diet is.
Yeah.
But part of it, you know, part of it has, along with, you know, cutting out carbs, has intermittent fasting. They recommend it. But you are going to be doing a 7-day fast.
I'm going to do 7 days, but I'm going to try and see if I could do it longer than that. I'll see how it goes, because if I'm loving the weight loss and I'm loving that, you know, if I'm on a good momentum, like, why stop?
Girl, 7 days is a lot, man. Like, girl, okay, you need to have a break. Like, okay, after 7 days, bitch, you need to have, like, a day of, like, okay, a break, and then you can start back up, because that just seems like, okay, I take that back. I do know there was a girl that was like, I did a 2-week fast, and it was great. Ooh. I, like, was very, like, it detoxed my body. And for me, I can do, like, 24 hours. Like, to me, that's... By the 23rd hour, I was feeling it.
That day that you fasted,
mm-hmm.
how did you feel after? Like,
I felt good. I felt really good. I didn't feel like depleted. I didn't have headaches or anything like that. But I did feel, I'm not gonna lie, girl, I did feel hungry. Like, especially at 23, I was like, okay. I am starting to get very hungry. And I know that I've heard from, you know, other keto Instagram people, and in general, like, you know, the first 40 hours, excuse me, is pretty hard, because, you know, it's just, you're kind of getting used to it, acclimating, yeah.
Here's my suggestion for those people who want to do the fast, or thinking about, like, shedding a lot of weight and wanting to do the fast. You have to, like, get, you know, grandfather your way in it. You can't just do it like full force,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, before I decided to do this fast, I've been intermittent fasting this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like, people think, oh, you stopped eating at 6, like, aren't you hungry? Aren't you, like, you don't know how I'm feeling right now. Like, I'm not even thinking about being like, I'm not even thinking about eating, like,
yeah,
I'm so, like, stuffed. And, like, doing the keto, it just shrinks your appetite. Like, it honestly, you don't crave sweets, you know, you don't crave carbs as much, you know. It's just like, once you've become adapted,
yeah,
it's like, you don't crave the things that you used to like,
right?
It's, and crazy.
Then, yeah, and then the fasting just becomes easier.
People are concerned about, like, fasting as being an eating disorder, but, you know, a lot of people don't know is that fasting is actually very beneficial for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a detox. It's like,
yeah,
you know, well, resetting your body.
Like, yeah, people do, like, cleanses.
People fast all the time. It's like in history, you know, people who follow Islam, they, you know,
they fast. Ramadan. Ramadan does, you know, fasting for a few weeks, but you fast from a certain time frame. So it's like, you fast from a certain time in the morning, and then it ends at a certain time of day, and then you're allowed to eat afterwards. So you pretty much fast throughout the day.
Yeah.
Which seems to be doing just fine. I know lots of people, but, you know, I have a girlfriend of mine's Persian, and her family does it. She does it every year. So I don't know, you know what it is,
as being an eating disorder, I could see why people would be concerned, because they would be like, well, if, you know, I could handle this and I'm losing all this weight, then, and I'm striving to be like a skinny stick, and you're kind of losing reality, that's when you know that you have an eating disorder. You know?
Well, I also think that people that have had eating disorders in the past.
And we're not, like, purging ourselves.
No, it's a mindset. Like, you have to remember is that eating disorders is literally, it's in your brain. So it's all about a sense of control.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you are a person that is more sensitive to that, I definitely wouldn't be like, girl, you got to fast, you got to do all this stuff, because that could possibly trigger.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, and so that's why it's, you know, I don't recommend for everyone to just do a 7-day fast. Like, I don't do it, you know, I'm not doing it. And I've been doing keto now for going on 5 months. And so I only intermittent fast, and you know, it works for me. And then, you know, I know that for sure I'm going to definitely do the egg fast first before I actually do like a fast. Cause I don't know, like
we graduated to get to this point. You know what I mean? It's just like anything else. Mm-hmm. Like riding a bike. You know?
Yeah, girl.
You don't just jump on the bike and expect to, you know,
yeah,
just master it in a day.
Yeah.
You know, this took some time for us to get to this point.
Mm-hmm. So. Gotta do with ease, girl. Gotta do with mm-hmm. ease.
And I want to talk about so-called cheat meals.
Oh, okay.
I like to call them rewards because cheat sounds negative.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. So I cheated last night.
Uh-huh.
Girl, I was craving hot Cheetos. It was late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were bar hopping in San Diego, and I had planned to not drink. Okay. That was my initial plan. I'm not going to drink because I'm prepping for a fast and I want to, you know, get a good head start, you know, but I was around a lot of, you know, fast food and I got tempted. So I did have one drink. But I had champagne, which is like, I think 3 carbs, 2 to 3 carbs for one drink. I don't know. But anyway, so I had a drink. And when you have a drink, you're going to want to eat. So that's exactly what I did. And at first, I saw the pizza. I'm like, oh my God, I want pizza. Because I hadn't had pizza in a long time. I got pizza and I had hot Cheetos. And let me tell you, when I ate my, you know, reward, you know, eating carbs now being adapted is totally different. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how you feel about it, but when I eat like carbs, I just feel like I didn't even want to continue.
Oh,
like,
girl, yeah.
Get back to keto.
Uh huh.
It was crazy because you just want that little taste. That little taste that you miss, like that you think you miss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you eat it and you're like, you just don't like it anymore. It's crazy. It's like you're rejecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Your taste buds is already rejecting it, and the receptors in your brain is like, nope, this is not what you usually eat.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. It's really, really crazy to me. Like, now I get an understanding of other people who are vegan that don't eat meat, and like they say, like, how could you like avoid like not eating meat? But that's just, they've been adapted to that. Like, once you become adapted to anything and you do the complete opposite of it, it's like it's so, like, I don't know, it's so far-fetched. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Want it.
Well, your body also has a tendency, your body in general adapts all the time. So
dude,
you know, for me, when I've noticed that anytime I have like any carbs or I have sugar, my body right now at this point slightly just rejects it. Like, I don't feel well. I feel like slightly sick. I get headaches. And to me, I'm just like, I don't feel like, I don't feel like my body is using this food as an energy source. It feels like it's just staying in my body versus when I'm eating.
Yeah,
like keto friendly or keto clean. Hell. It's like I feel like, okay, I just ate and I still have like a ton of energy. I don't feel lethargic. Right. So I think that's just the difference. And plus also too, like, our bodies are already adapted to it. The one thing I would say is that when you are doing cheat meals or, excuse me, rewards, I would definitely just limit it. Don't like, if you have like one meal or, okay, like, girl, you go all out for dinner and you have this, that's cool. But like, you know, think about it. Think how long it took you to get to that point in ketosis. And, you know, some things can just take you out of it. And so, like, if you spend all day eating like that, girl, you're not going to feel good tomorrow morning. You're going to feel like shit. And then you're going to be like, I need to get back on track. And then it's going to just start all over.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, I definitely think like rewards and things here and there are definitely fine. I know lots of people that overate during the holidays, obviously. And you know, it's just about how you snap back out of it and get back on that train. So, like, today,
I'm
like,
glad this, you want it as well.
Girl, this whole weekend, I didn't track, I didn't count anything. I didn't do any of that stuff because I knew that I was going to be sick. Yeah, I knew I was going to be seeing people.
Not count for shit.
Yeah.
At all. Don't, you know.
I do. I track, girl. I look at my macros. I'm like, bitch, I eat this, 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 and that because I know for a fact, like, there's hidden stuff everywhere for me.
True.
So that's why I track it.
If I'm, like, at a plateau, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm at a plateau and I'm like, man, I've been this way for 2 weeks. What's going on? That's kind of when I start tracking. I mean, I
know
it's crazy. I mean, we, you know, obviously we do the same lifestyle, but we do it very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, it's all personal for each person. Like, they're all, like, customizable, excuse me, for each
what
person.
Works for each person.
Yeah.
You know? If anybody has questions or, you know, want more information about something and how we do things,
mm-hmm.
maybe, you know, there's something that there's people out there that might gravitate to you because they're, you know, mothers and, you know, they have kids and, you know, they're, you know, constantly like out and about, then, you know, definitely would gravitate to you. But, you know, for me, like, I don't even eat breakfast.
Yeah, girl.
Like, I don't wake up early. Like, for those people like me, like, who don't really get hungry until lunchtime, maybe, like, what I'm doing is more, you know, something in their lane. You know, it's just everybody's different in how they approach it. And there's also, like, vegan keto.
Yeah. Does it what
keto. There's all kinds of keto, dirty keto, lazy keto. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just what fits your, like, lifestyle, you know? And, but anyway, I kind of like to talk about, like, again, going back into the rewards.
Mm-hmm.
I want to break that stigma. Like, this is something I want to, like, say that it kind of, like, came into fruition in my mind because I've been on so many diets and I've always just fell back into, you know, going back to my old ways and bad habits. The thing is, that I want to say is I feel it's so important. I know this might sound really crazy, but I feel like they're so essential to what you're doing. You know, I feel like rewards are so essential.
Well, it's not necessarily.
Because it's how it carries you through. Like if I would have just did this and like said no rewards, no breaks, you kind of have to because you're stepping into something that, you know, you don't really know much about. And so there's going to be times where you're going to, you know, fall or you're going to, you know, fall off or, you know, not follow through, or you might make a mistake, you know?
Yeah.
And you're hard on yourself. Right.
Right.
And so like, this is not easy in the beginning and I'm only doing this 2 months now. And so it's not easy. And what has helped me get through it is those rewards because I'm like, okay, I need a little break. I need to, you know, take a step back. Cause there's been times where I will admit, I'm like, okay, this is way too tough for me. This is way too drastic. It's a huge change. It's a huge change from what you're doing. So to slowly like pull away, right? It's kind of like so I used to work in a methadone clinic, right? For drug addicts. I used to work in a methadone clinic. And you don't just quit cold turkey. I mean, there's some people who can, you know, and what I've noticed is that we slowly like get them off of it. Like I give this medication, it's the methadone medication, and we slowly wean them off of it. And then once they start, you know, feeling normal, because to kind of like put a little like little backstory, but methadone is basically supposed to make you feel normal without the withdrawals, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we give them a certain like dose, and then we slowly start like tapering them down. So it's kind of like,
I think the reason why is that because your body can go into a state of shock,
right? And so
people cold turkey,
exactly. So you kind of want to like, that's kind of how I look at this is like, you know, these rewards are kind of like your way of trying to.
Girl, you're crazy. You just compared cheat meals to meth. I'm like, I can't.
Not meth.
I cannot. Like, you really are on some shit right now. She's like, bitch, I just need this. I need to like wind down. So if I need my, you know, my cheat, like, bitch, I need my hit. Like, I can't with you. Like,
no, it's okay. It's not meth. It's methadone.
I know. Okay. All right. Methadone, whatever. I get it. I get what you're saying. I remember I told you this in the very beginning when you're first starting. I said, look, if you're going to do something and you really are craving something, bitch, eat it. Okay? Because guess what's going to happen? You're not going to eat it and you're going to be like, I'm not going to do it. And then guess what? The next time you do something, you're going to overeat or you're going to do something else. Like, bro, just go for it. Like, eat it and see how it is. And then you'll be like, oh, wow, it wasn't really that great. Or, you know, I'm glad I did that. That's all. But it's all a learning experience. And then eventually get to the point where like, I'm good, you know?
Exactly.
That's all it is, girl. But okay. So you're going to do your fast this week. I'm not. I'm going to keep eating my normal ass food. I think what I'll do is I'll do my egg fast in the next like 2 weeks or something like that. I ain't trying to, we have a bunch of like, lechon in my fridge, and I like me this like keto cake.
What did your girlfriend say about the lechon you brought her?
She was like, oh my god, this is so good. She was like, she was full when I first brought it. She's like, oh, I can't eat this. So I gave it to her fiance, and then I also gave some to the chef that was at the restaurant, and so they're eating it. But she liked it. She wanted some anyways, but yeah. So I got all that in my fridge, and I'm not trying to have Kevin eat that all by himself, because bitch, please, no. So I'm going to eat all that, and then maybe we'll figure out these eggs.
Explain the egg diet.
Huh?
Or explain that egg fast or egg diet or whatever.
Well, it's just you just ate eggs all the time. I don't really know. I have to, honestly, like, I have to kind of get into it. I'm not like an egg fast expert, but from what it looks like, you're just eating eggs. You're eating eggs as a main source of protein and fat. I think you can have cream cheese. But yeah, so I'm like, I can do that. I can eat eggs all day, every day. I do that.
I know. I could eat eggs like 24/7.
I know.
It's so good. Like in any type of form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think I'm gonna start that. But hey, let me end this podcast and see how it turns out, because it's like at 3 minutes already. So I want to. Bitch, I don't want to keep going too long, but let me just see how it is, and then I'll save it, and then we can kind of like listen to it and then go from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.